with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates first class and business class and experience a new level of comfort.
Your time now, 18 minutes to 8. This is The Morning Show. Myself, Keenan Cummings and the team. And it's time for us to have a look at what's happening around the world with our Emirates Worldview. Adam Gilchrist is going to be telling you about those top stories. But before we get into them, just remember your chance to win 1,000 Rand if you've sent in your question about the world to 072-567-1567. I might be choosing your question to be answered. And if that's the case, that 1,000 Rand is yours. But Adam, a very good morning, sir.
Morning, Keenan. Thank you.
A terrorist shot dead. This is the Strasbourg Christmas market attacker. Hey, good riddance to bad rubbish. Anyway.
Yeah, I suppose you could say that, although it's rather odd in a way that he was shot in a very public place and in Strasbourg. So this is a guy who had effectively killed three people and injured 13 at the Christmas market on Tuesday evening in Strasbourg. And he was still there in another part of the city, but still. And this is after an enormous manhunt with Christmas markets across France having security stepped up and extra police patrols and soldiers and you name it. And indeed, they also had speculated whether he would have gone abroad and slipped across the border and so forth. And he remained there and walking around as well, which might make him rather a stupid terrorist as well. But not that we want them to be clever, but still. Yeah. Sheriff Chicat being his name. Essentially Strasbourg, born and bred, but it appears that he became radicalized while in jail. And this is the other thing. He was on France's so-called S-file security risk. So he's one of the 25,000 people in France where they were extremely worried that he would turn to extremism or return to extremism. This is a guy who had 27 convictions in France, Germany and Switzerland. And unfortunately, he was free to strike again.
Yeah, I mean, when you've got all those convictions, you just some are not just be able to kick you out the country. I don't know. It's just crazy. But anyway, let's talk about this stop the war vote. This is the United States Senate now wanting to stop the backing of the war in Yemen.
Yeah, a couple of things they've done. One is that, absolutely, passing effectively a kind of Senate version of a resolution saying that America should not be supporting the Saudi Arabian-backed Yemeni government, that because of the atrocities that have been carried out, humanitarian disaster, yep, and so forth. So they say that U.S. forces should be pulled out under the 1973 War Powers Act. This is the first time that any chamber in the U.S. Congress, Senate included, has ever effectively defied a president on an active part of a military engagement. And they've also decried the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, which may also explain why they've become a bit anti-Saudi Arabia in that, yep, measure. The only thing is, it's not binding. A president can ignore it. And although it's not good to have your own Senate going against you, including, I have to say, a large number of Republicans joining in Democrats to vote against the war or America's involvement, Donald Trump can turn a blind eye, and I suspect he's quite good at that, isn't he?
And he doesn't give a hoot. We know that by now.
That's another way of putting it.
Yeah, well, a remote island up for sale. Come on, Adam. It's our opportunity. Hey, Pebble Island in the South Atlantic. Hopefully it's got some sand as well.
It has, actually. It's got a lovely-looking little beach. I haven't been there, although I do know people who have, weirdly enough. It's kind of a part of the Falkland Islands. It's been in the Dean family for 150 years. The great-great-grandson of the original buyers decided that basically they want to sell up. Farming there has become a bit too much like hard work. They want to head for, well, warmer climes. I mean, it's a blooming chilly and windy place. Mm. Great-great-grandpa paid £400 for it in 1869, so price now unknown. But yet you do get this 20-mile island with a four-mile-long beach, which just looks amazing, apart from the fact that it'll always be too cold to go and sit on it, apart from that. Five different species of penguin, loads of birds, sea lions, 6,000 sheep, 100 cattle in a windswept farmhouse. It's also the island on which the first land engagement took place in the Falklands War, when the SAS raided the island and disabled 11 Argentine planes.
Mm. So it's got, it was known as the raid on Pebble Island, wasn't it?
It was. It was a nighttime raid that they did. So it's a bit like England itself, although 8,000 miles from England. It has some history, a lot of farming, and an awful lot of weather.
And they've got some lovely penguins there, and I'm having a look at the beach. It's quite beautiful. Pity about
Does
the weather.
Does it look nice?
Pity about
look lovely,
the weather.
You'd have to enjoy your own company if you lived there as well, I would suggest.
Yeah, a couple of people who would do that, Anyway, Adam, great chatting.
Maybe there are people we can send there.
What are you doing for the rest of this festive season?
Well, I'm here in the usual place at the usual time next week, and then I have a Christmas week off just to go and... obviously, it'll take me a week to open all my presents.
You must enjoy Adam Gilchrist there.
Have a good break.
We'll certainly see you next year, my friend. Have a good one, and all the best to you and the family. Adam Gilchrist there with your Emirates Worldview. And every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic that you'd like to know more about, and you can stand a chance to be 1,000 Rand wealthier. And how do you do that? Well, you simply voice note us a question, just like Kubevu has done. And Kubeva wants to know, what is the origin of the wedding band? Well, to get the answer, we went to Kristen Wechselbaumer of Black Betty Jewelry Design to get the answer, and here it is.
The wedding band dates back to the ancient Egyptians about 6,000 years ago. They were originally made of braided hemp and reeds, and the Egyptians considered the circle to be a symbol of eternity. The ring served to signify perpetual love between the couple. They also decided that it should be worn on the left ring finger because of the Venus vein that runs from the heart to the finger, basically the vein of love, connecting the ring to the heart. In the West, it was between the Romans and Greeks who were the first, which then spread across to the rest of the world.
Well, there we go. Congratulations to Kubevu for asking that particular question and getting it answered. So you've won that 1,000 Rand courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates Business Class to experience a new level of comfort.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-567-1567 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on capetalk.co.za.